Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you again. This is another installment in our series covering the doctrine of eternal torment. We are going to look at three proof texts that have been used to teach this horrible doctrine. First, Revelation 20:10, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." Now let's notice who's being tormented here: the devil, the beast, and the false prophet. And according to Revelation 16:13 and 17:8, these are not human beings but supernatural beings. Yet the promoters of eternal torment have indiscriminately meted out to all unbelieving human beings of every race and age the punishment that is said to be only for these three beings. The words forever and ever are literally unto the ages of the ages. Refer to our audio on man's arrogance and the Greek word aeon at crossandthrone.com for a discussion of this term. Unto does not mean throughout. These beings are punished unto the dawning of the ages, but not throughout those ages. We also have an indication that the period covered by this judgment shall come to an end by the added words day and night. Revelation 20:10 says, "They shall be punished day and night unto the ages of the ages." Day and night mark the dispensations that lead through from Genesis 1 to Revelation 21. But there will come a time when the words of Revelation 21:25 will be fulfilled: "There shall be no night there." Another passage is Revelation 14:11, "And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever," again literally, "to ages of ages, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." First of all, notice again a specific group of people mentioned in this verse: those who receive the mark of the beast, not all unbelievers of all time. In Isaiah 34, 8-10, the same figure is used as Revelation 14:11. "For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion." By the way, this is a parallel to "the day of the Lord" as found in Revelation 1:10. To continue in Isaiah, "And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night nor day. The smoke thereof shall go up forever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever." Now, let those who make the passage in Revelation mean eternity ponder this. Will the smoke of their torment — notice it does not say that people are being tormented, but the smoke that was the result of their torment — I say, will that smoke be ascending in the new heavens and the new earth? They only have to read the next chapter of Isaiah and see that the very same land that was said to become burning pitch forever will become a place of beauty, "and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water." See Isaiah 35:7. And finally, Mark 9:44, "where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." All you have to do is turn to Isaiah 66:24, the passage the Lord quoted, which most people ignore, and see that it is referring to a specific people at a specific time, not all people of all times. And here is the kicker: it is carcasses that are burning. It is not living souls or departed spirits that are subject to this fire. Gehenna is a garbage dump where the previously destroyed rebels will have their carcasses dumped. It is located outside of Jerusalem, not in some underworld torture chamber of human invention. How tradition has mangled the scriptures, ignored its context, and even twisted the scriptures to teach a satanic doctrine. Only if we cling to tradition in opposition to the scriptures can we teach eternal torment. In closing, let me ask you a question. If eternal conscious torment is true, where does the apostle of the Gentiles, Paul, ever mention it? Please take that question to heart and search it out. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.